Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everybody. Chad Hartman along with our great friend Jamie Yukis. Listen to us on radio.com. Listen to us on CCO. And we're on the video stream. So check us out on Twitter, on Facebook. Here's what Dan.
I got dressed up for you today, Chad.
Yes. We're going to talk about our hoodies in a second. Here's what Dan said to me today. He goes, well, how about we ask Jamie about video? Because whenever we have Jamie on, we get a very good reaction. I go, how about when I'm on video? He goes, not so much.
That's not true. We have to be on together to get a good reaction, I think.
Yes. Okay. So I have more hoodies. I have more sweatpants. I dress more casual. I'm actually wearing jeans today, though.
I've got my athletic pants on.
Yeah, I got the jeans on. I have the slippers on too. Okay.
I'm going for a run when we're done.
Going for a run next. Okay. Our mutual great friend Major Garrett.
Yep.
He feels like he has to get dressed up, even though he's doing most of his work from his house. He's like, I got to get dressed up. I'm like, I don't. I will occasionally. If I have other things going on.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. If I know I have to be on camera, if I know that I'm going to have a Zoom, if I know that I have to go into the office, I'm still going about my business as normal, getting dressed up, get up in the morning. You know, I usually have a little schedule now, you know, get up, go for the run, get dressed, whatever. But today I'm writing a script on a piece for the weekend. I have another piece coming up Thursday and I'm trying to do some research. So this is what you're getting today.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
I get it. Okay. Percentage that you are working at home versus working in the office. And has that changed at all lately?
It's changed pretty significantly. So, you know, I mean, travel obviously changed tremendously at the beginning of this thing and has continued really. I mean, I'm one of only two or three people who's really traveled, you know, through the entire pandemic. When I, the first story back was the George Floyd and Derek Chauvin, and I'll be back for that coming up next week.
Yeah.
So, you know, that has changed significantly. When the numbers started going up here pretty significantly a couple months ago, they really had all the correspondents, me, Carter Evans, Jonathan Vigliotti, Tracy Smith, Lee Cowan. They asked us all to work from home so that we weren't coming into the office. So it went from me going in like 3-4 days a week to maybe one day a week, maybe. Otherwise, you know, we're meeting crews in the field and we can only shoot outside. So our rules have changed. We are getting tested every 2 days. So there have been times I've gone in the office just to get tested and then come back. But yeah, it's weird. It's very weird.
It is weird. It's all atypical. And obviously we're at a point now where we're making some momentum, right?
Yeah.
The vaccines have increased. There's dramatic news today about Merck and Johnson working together. It was interesting. There was a story about that the day before, Jamie, where they brought in a number of experts saying, should Pfizer, should Moderna, should other companies share all their information? Is this one of those rare circumstances when we're trying to get the globe, we're trying to get a shot in the globe? Can they work together at the same time they're private companies? So that's good progress. You know, Mike Ostrom is a regular on this show. He's very concerned about the variants.
Yeah, I'm very concerned variants too. When just even listening to him.
Yeah, right, and a California variant that's been very concerning. But like, you'll travel next week. Now we believe the Chauvin trial is going to start on time. The only reason why I say believe is because we have a court of appeals ruling that mm-hmm. took place yesterday on whether third degree murder should apply. And they're tying that to Mohammed Noor. Well, the folks in the Noor case, they're appealing that to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
So is it possible that those two things, with the trial just 6 days away, could slow it down? Most people still think it's going to start on time. So you're coming back. And I know we talked briefly off air. You're looking to talk to some people. Who are you looking to talk to?
Well, so I'm coming back for the trial. As you said, jury selection starts Monday the 8th. So I'll be back the 7th, 8th, 9th. But we also are doing, while I'm in town, we're looking for some people, you know, as the trial's a little slower. There's a new series going to start on the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell about women in the pandemic. And women obviously have been hit particularly hard.
Yes.
I'm looking for any Minnesota women who feel that they really are in a lonely state. They may be married and have kids, but maybe they feel because they're not having the social interaction with their friends, they're not able to, you know, connect in a way that they used to with other groups of people, that they're feeling really lonely. This is a big part of the pandemic, obviously. You know, we've been keeping our arm's length with family and friends for more than a year now. But there's actual research showing that women in particular, because they're not able to get together with their friends or have the same social interaction, that women are turning more to things like alcohol or other, it's triggering them into other behaviors that they normally wouldn't participate in if their social life was normal. So it's, you know, it's a big topic for people, but if there are any women who are sitting there saying, wow, this has really hit me really, really hard. And I do want my experience to be shared so other people, you know what they're going through. Or maybe at the beginning of the pandemic, you were drinking too much and you decided that, you know, now you mm-hmm. needed a different outlet and you're willing to talk about it. We'd love to hear from you. So it's easiest to get a hold of me through email. It's my first and last name at gmail.com. That's my personal email account.
Okay.
But I'll be sure to see it if you send it to me. So jamieukas@gmail.com.
Okay. We'll mention it again later in the show. It's such an important topic too for all folks, but I have also read more stories about women. And let's just talk collectively about loneliness.
Yeah.
And we talk about so many issues that face us.
Mm-hmm.
Just when either you are on your own or you feel like you're on your own.
Yep.
Now that can just envelop you, can limit you, can stunt your everyday growth. It's so powerful. And I think sometimes it gets dismissed when we think of other illnesses.
Yeah.
This can be crippling.
Well, I think, you know, Chad, it's one of those things. I'll just be completely honest. At the beginning of the pandemic, I was at home. I'm normal. I'm used to a travel schedule of 70 to 80% of my life being on planes, trains, automobiles. All of a sudden, I'm at home. I don't live with anyone. At the time, I had my dog. I had to put my dog to sleep. When I put Dottie to sleep, there were a couple weeks, you know, my boss would call and she'd say, "Are you all right?" And I'd say, "I'm just so tired." And she finally, on like day three, called and said, "I think you're depressed." And I said, "I think I am. And I think I'm lonely." And so at that point in time, we were still going to the office and I made sure that I went in and I had some social interaction with people. But I think people have to be real about it, too. I think loneliness is something it's hard to talk about. I know in particular, I have friends who are moms who they feel bad because they're trying to balance everything with the kids and, you know, schooling now at home. And they feel like they have so much on their plate that they shouldn't feel that way. But it can be a really lonely time. And loneliness can impact so much of your life.
It really does, you know. And I think for some people, too, they feel like, where's my way out of this, right? When you have a pandemic, and the data is clear that we've seen so many people hit hard by this. But the data is clear, women have been hit harder than men. It's irrefutable out there. And when you're in the middle of this, and I think sometimes people like Jamie, well, people are dying. People are getting sick. Why should I speak out and talk about my loneliness? You should.
Well,
if it's affecting you, if it is having this detrimental effect to you, you should do it. I think sometimes people think about, because we've spoken, the two of us, so many times on and off air about mental health and the courage and the acceptance. I think some people feel like when they're battling loneliness, they don't know who the person is to talk to about it.
That's true. I think also there's this idea that you're supposed to, if you really love yourself, that you're not supposed to yeah. quote unquote feel lonely. And I dismiss that, to be honest, because I'm really happy with who I am and I like who I am. And, you know, I can read and I can knit and I can, you know, I can fill my day with activities and stuff, but there's something about not having the companionship, not having the same types of conversation and friendships, spending all of your time talking about coronavirus. Yes. You know, at some point, like we have to, I obviously there are things that are so much worse and there are people who are dying. But I do think there are real problems. And when you talk about alcohol abuse, if people are lonely or depressed and they're turning to alcohol, that's another, or drugs, you know, that's another way that we perpetuate illness then and potentially, you know, a shorter lifespan and death. So I think, you know, people can get anxiety and it triggers them into doing certain things. I think, you know, you really have to talk about it and be honest and just say, you know, I'm kind of in a bad place right now, or I'm having a bad day. I also think people think that if they say, there's this whole idea, right, of like toxic positivity. And I'm all about it, because you right. hear from people all the time, like, well, just be happy, or you don't have it that bad, or think about how much worse other people have it. All yeah. true. But feelings are feelings and they come yeah. and go, right? I could feel great right this second. I can get a phone call that makes me feel kind of icky. Yeah. And I just want to say, I feel icky. And then it's gone. And then I can move on with my day. But I think if we don't acknowledge what the feelings are, that's when it turns into a much bigger problem that we can't kind of reel back in as easily.
Yeah. Reminding folks, we're talking about this. Jamie's coming here to Minnesota, Chauvin Tribe, but also looking to talk to women about what the pandemic has done, including on loneliness and other effects. Send her an email. It's right there on the screen at jamieukas@gmail.com. Okay, Dottie. You
yeah.
talked many times about Dottie, two of us as good friends on air, and Dottie passed away. How close have you come to trying to replace Dottie or
to get another dog?
Dog, right? I mean, I know people who've also lost dogs during the pandemic. They're like, I can't do it. I just can't do it.
I don't think I can.
And feel great. And others have, and they told me it was a mistake. I did that just to replace my dog, not to love this dog.
Yeah. Well, what's really funny is there's a dog that lives two doors down named Winston. And Winston finds his way into my yard every yep. once in a while. There's like a way he can hop up in here. And so I feel like, you know, the universe gives me Winston every week for a couple hours and I'm good. And then I bring Winston home and, you know, we haven't figured out how to not let him escape from his yard. So yep. I'm okay with that. I think what would be totally unfair is if I got a dog right now and let's say I get vaccinated and they put me on, you know, more of a travel schedule. You know, I already know some things coming up. I would hate to get a dog. I mean, the best part of Dottie is she just adapted to me. She yeah. was the best that way. So, and she could travel with me and she was great at traveling and had done it for so long that I think she just kind of knew what to do. I would hate to get a dog and put it through the separation anxiety or something else. So I'm thinking about the dog. I'm not thinking about me.
We got to go. We had about 17 more topics to get to.
I know.
For your expense.
Good to see you.
Paying you. Getting up close. Hello.
Hi. Good to see you.
Exactly. All right. Love you. You know that. Travel.
Love you too.
We'll talk.
Take care.
Again, send an email to Jamie at jamieukas@gmail.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.